My Auntie Greta loved rainy days. In the nursing home, where old age and arthritis had tethered her to a high-backed chair, she told us her love of rain stemmed from the early part of her life on a big, busy Fermanagh farmhouse on the shores of Loch Earn. There, she said, she loved to wake up under the eaves to the sound of rain thudding on the slate roof above her head. A wet day meant an easy, or at least an easier day, with less outdoors work. All through my childhood, I had heard Auntie Greta described as being so strong and hardworking, she could do the farm work of any man. Heaving milk churns, carting buckets of feed to calves, herding cattle. You might say Greta was lucky for having been born into a big, prosperous farm with its large two-storey slate-roofed house. She was not lucky, however, in being a big-boned, plain girl, with no rush of suitors to give her a home and a life of her own. Greta's destiny, it appeared, was that of an unpaid farmhand who'd look after her parents in their old age. Her hopes had been raised when Paddy Joe, from outside Ballyshannon, just across the border here in Donegal, began a weekly courtship of her, cycling the 6 miles to her home with a bag of emerald toffees for her. PJ had already set tongues wagging by building a tiny one-roomed slate-roofed house for himself, so small that, in his own words, if anyone comes in the front, they'll have to back out as there's not room to turn around. The assumption was that he'd extend the house when he got married. A mountain of toffees were consumed over the years, but the one-roomed house grew no bigger. This sliver of a dream must have faded for Greta as she entered her 40s and an age when, as the locals put it, there was no risk of a pram in the hallway. Greta appeared to have no option but to accept her place. But what happened next took on the status of a fairy tale for me as a child. A real-life prince, in the unlikely guise of Tony, a retired guard for Buncrana, came to the rescue of my much-loved Auntie Greta. She was crossing the border to Ballyshannon on her bicycle one wet day when she got a puncture. This left her stranded in no man's land between the northern and southern customs huts, equidistant from her home and her destination. A devoutly religious man, Tony was on his way home from his annual 3-day pilgrimage to Loch Derg when, stopping at the customs, he spotted the wet and forlorn Greta. He went to help, put her bicycle into the boot of his car and gave her a lift to Ballyshannon. Greta never told us exactly what was said on that journey, but evidently, by the time they reached Ballyshannon, what should have been an ending became instead a beginning. A barely imaginable future unfolded for both of them. As unlikely a couple as they may have seemed to others, they must have seen in each other the potential to meet their deepest longings. I still remember the flurry of disbelief mixed with some envy within the family, when, in a very short time, without a by your leave, Greta was married and queen of her own castle, a neat townhouse on the main street of Buncrana, as far removed from her isolated house as could be imagined. She blossomed in this new life, delighting in having neighbours, shops, a chapel she could walk to, and most magical of all, a beach on her doorstep. I know all this from when I stayed with her on my summer holidays. Sitting together on a bench by the sea, eating 99s, I felt I would burst with happiness. Her home was to me, coming from a large, rambunctious family of seven, truly a palace. Spotless, with the jewel colours of statues and holy pictures in every room. Tony was a kind presence who would gently chide Greta when she wondered, should she let me watch Top of the Pops on the black and white TV? Let the child enjoy herself, he'd say. Greta shared 20 happy years with Tony and lived on in Buncrana until after his death. In her old age, she moved back to a nursing home in Beleek. She rests now in Buncrana beside her gentle prince. Here in Ballyshannon, whenever I walk past the ruins of Paddy Joe's tiny house, where he lived out the rest of his life alone, eating toffees, I think of Greta and Tony's tranquil happiness in that townhouse, where the sound of fat raindrops clattering on a roof were no longer needed as a refuge from life. Thank you.